From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. North Korea fired four ballistic missiles today. And Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said three of the missiles landed in Japan's exclusive economic zone. He also said the ballistic missiles fired this time show clearly that North Korea has become a new kind of threat.
북한이 우리와 국제사회의 거듭된 경고를 무시하고 또다시 탄도...
South Korean Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-an said today North Korea's missile tests are a grave provocation to the international community. He also called for a prompt deployment of a U.S. missile defense system, which he described as a measure to deter Pyongyang's further provocations. And the U.S. State Department condemned the launches. U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey has asked the Justice Department to dispute President Trump's allegation that former President Barack Obama ordered a wiretap on telephones at Trump Tower in New York during last year's presidential campaign. Appearing on the ABC News program this week, White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders refused to say where President Trump got the information on which he based his allegations.
Look, I think he is going off of information that he's seen that has led him to believe that this is a very real potential. And if it is, this is the greatest overreach and the greatest abuse of power that I think we've ever seen in a huge attack on democracy itself. And the American people have a right to know if this took place.
Some U.S. lawmakers of both major political parties have criticized the president that he was wiretapped. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces say their offensive to retake Raqqa, the Islamic State capital, has resumed after a brief halt. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is expected to sign a new executive order on immigration this Monday after federal appeals court blocked his earlier order. New reports say Iraq would no longer be part of the list of Muslim-majority countries affected by a temporary ban on immigration and resettlement of refugees. Mr. Trump's original order, signed January 27th, covered not only Iraq, but Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. Pakistan says overnight terrorist attacks from across the Afghan border have killed at least six soldiers, reiterating a call for Kabul to boost security on the Afghan side of the frontier. A splinter faction of the Pakistani Taliban took credit for what it described as a surprise assault. The group claimed the clash only wounded six of its fighters. Pakistan and Afghanistan share a largely porous border of about 2,600 kilometers and regularly accuse each other of harboring militants wanted on both sides. European Union foreign ministers were joined by EU defense ministers Monday for the start of the Foreign Affairs Council meeting in Brussels. As she arrived at the meeting site, EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini spoke with reporters about the council's agenda to make some military planning decisions.
That will allow us to have a more unified, more rational, more efficient approach to the existing training missions, military training missions we have. And I think this is going to be a major step forward. It's not the European Army. I know this is the label it's going around. But it's a more effective way of handling our military work. And this is one of the steps we're going to take in the coming months.
She also expressed solidarity with Japan and South Korea after North Korea fired the four banned ballistic missiles, with three of them landing in waters that Japan claims as its exclusive economic zone. U.S. immigration officials have detained an Afghan family of five who arrived in Los Angeles for a connecting flight to Seattle, where they planned to resettle. A petition by the International Refugee Assistance Project on behalf of the father, mother, and three children, ages 6, 7, and 8 months, asking a federal court to release the family. The petition argues that the father worked for the U.S. government in Afghanistan and was able to obtain special immigrant visas along with his family after years of intense vetting. In addition to being detained, U.S. Customs and Border Protection has prevented attorneys from communicating with the family, according to the petition. Environmental pollution kills more than one in four children under the age of five every year. That's 1.7 million children worldwide. World Health Organization warns these child deaths will increase dramatically if action is not taken to reduce environmental risk. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.